Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, and NLP practitioner. Due to the current situation with coronavirus, a lot of people are experiencing fear. Our brains and subconscious minds have one goal, and that is to keep us safe and to survive. Fear is an emotional response that is activated by a real or perceived threat. There are three responses that our sympathetic nervous system activates in relation to fear. And these responses include fight, flight, or freeze. So what can we experience within these three different states? When our bodies go into a state of fear, we may begin to feel agitated and aggressive. This is the fight response. This can be due to our body's natural reaction being fight. This is a very helpful reaction when we're trying to ward off predators or when we're in very dangerous situations. The state of freeze may create feelings of immobility that make it difficult to be productive or even get out of bed. For some people, becoming stressed or fearful sets the stage for dysregulation. The energy mobilized by the threat gets locked into the nervous system and we freeze. This response sometimes reveals itself when we breathe. Holding our breath and shallow breathing are both forms of freeze. And experiencing a state of flight, which makes it difficult to sit still or to be with what is happening. Some of us avoid what's causing us stress or fear, or we might remove ourselves from the situation instead of tackling it. This can be a sign of the flight survival instinct, a function that can save lives if we find ourselves in dangerous surroundings. This natural instinct can lead to a stressful or fearful situation escalating and increasing our stress levels when we realize that the stressor isn't going away and we need to face it. Now, we can't control our experience. We can't control what is happening outside of ourselves. But we can control or manage the response to the experience. It is normal to feel fear in relation to danger, and it is normal to feel any of these natural responses to the current situation that is happening with the coronavirus. Fear is indeed a normal initial response to the current situation. We feel fear as a normal response to anything that may threaten our survival. Fear causes us to enter into a state of fight or flight in order to protect us and keep us safe. But when we remain in a constant state of fight or flight, it can be very disruptive. On the other side of fear, there lies awareness. How can we shift from the state of fear to a state of calm? One way of doing this is to shift the perspective, to reframe your understanding. By changing the perspective of the fear, you can begin to bring greater calm to the mind and the body. When we shift from anxiety and fear to simply awareness of what needs to be done, much of the anxiety and fear can reduce. Fear and anxiety escalate within the mind. Our brains catastrophize and focus on the worst-case scenario fantasies that can amplify without the correct facts. This is why it's so important to focus our awareness on facts and truths. We can move from a state of fear to a state of awareness simply by staying in the consciousness of awareness. Awareness allows us to be conscious of how we need to handle the situation that is in front of us without feeling panic, anxiety, or stress. We know more about the coronavirus now more than ever. We know that we have practices that can prevent us from getting sick. And when we simply remain aware of what it is that we need to do, wash our hands, maintain a good social distance, and not touching our face when we are outside of our homes, then we're doing what we need to in order to stay safe. We begin to move from the catastrophization of the anxiety and fear-invoking thoughts, and we begin to move to the factual truths that are focused on simply protocols, actions, and steps that we need to take in order to stay safe. And we can do this free from fear, free from anxiety. In fact, we can even do it in a very calm, collected way. And this is supremely beneficial to our bodies, because when we are in a constant state of fear, it actually has an impact on our immune system. Fear causes the immune system to weaken. So when we are in a state of calm, and when we're able to begin moving from this state of anxiety to awareness, our immune system can actually function more ideally and more optimally. In this meditation, you're going to have the opportunity to move from anxiety to awareness, to bring the light of awareness to fear, helping you to transcend out of the fear into a state of calm. So if you so choose and you'd like to participate in this exercise, find a place where you can relax for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, rest your hands in an easy, effortless way. And just take a few moments and become aware of your body. Just bringing your awareness to your physical self. And as you scan your body, wherever possible, begin to soften and release any areas of physical tension. Just breathe and relax as you allow all of the strands of tension that your body is carrying to simply soften and release. And pay attention for a moment to how your breath feels as it flows smoothly and easily. And you might feel the rising and the falling of your abdomen. You may notice the coolness as you breathe in and the warmth as you breathe out. But every breath that you take moves you deeper into relaxation. The life-affirming rhythm of your breath is your anchor. It's a place to rest and to be aware. And you can return your awareness to your breath anytime that you need to. Anytime that you need to quiet your mind or relax your body, you can simply return back to your breathing. And as you notice your mind getting quieter, you might begin to sense a wonderful relaxation and peace that arises as you immerse your entire awareness into the inflow and the outflow of your breath. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. It's like you're breathing in a circle of breath. The top of the breath is like the top of the circle. And the bottom of the exhale is like the bottom of the circle. And you're simply breathing naturally and easily within this circle of breath. As your mind moves into just the right state of receptivity for you, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. As I count from 10 to 1, move further into relaxation. Starting now at 10. Nine, eight, seven, six, five, deeper and deeper relaxed. 4, 3, 2, and 1, fully relaxed, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very good now. It's normal to feel reactions in our physical body. It is normal to feel the reaction of fear. And it is normal to have a fight, flight, or a freeze response. This is simply our body's natural way of protecting us, of trying to keep us safe, and trying to help us to survive. So anytime that you experience fear, you can simply thank your body for trying to keep you safe, for trying to protect you, for trying to help you to survive. And after you thank your body for all of the hard work that it's doing in trying to protect you, you can recognize that you can't control the external experience. You can, however, control and manage your response to the experience. Once you recognize that it is normal to feel fear in relation to true danger, that it's normal to feel that natural response initially, then you can begin to bring the light of awareness to the feeling of fear. You can begin to recognize that the fear's job is simply to protect you and to keep you safe. And that you can begin to shift that state of fear to to a state of calm by beginning to shift your perspective. You can begin to recognize what the truths and the facts are, focusing your awareness on facts and truths. Moving from a state of fear to a state of awareness by simply staying in the consciousness of awareness. And from that place of awareness, being able to consciously and calmly know how to handle the situation that is in front of you. From that place of conscious awareness within you, being aware of exactly what you need to do to handle the situation that is in front of you, free from fear, anxiety, and stress. You can recognize that there are many ways that you can keep yourself safe. But you can keep yourself safe from a place of conscious awareness from this moment forwards. Knowing exactly what you need to do and simply remaining aware of all those tasks and all those things that you need to do to keep yourself safe at this time. When you simply remain aware of what you need to do, and when you begin to do those things that you need to do to stay safe, you can shift out the anxiety and fear. And simply bringing awareness and action to what needs to be done. And so you can breathe. Breathing into this place of calm. Breathing into this place of relaxation within you. And simply letting that feeling of calm flow through every muscle, every fiber, and every cell of your body. Your body is incredibly wise, and it has served you well. Your emotions are good. Your emotions are valuable signals, and fear is a valuable emotion, for it has always tried to keep you safe. It has always tried to protect you. It's always tried to help you survive. You can think this valuable emotion of fear. And now you can bring the light of awareness to it, thanking your fear for trying to protect you, and then simply being conscious and aware of all of the things that you need to do in order to keep yourself safe. And then you can move to that wonderful state of awareness and calm, knowing how to keep yourself safe, knowing the tasks that you need to do to remain healthy and alive. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation. Starting now at 1, emerging, 2, 3, take a deep breath in, 4, 5, coming up now, 6, 7, 8, 9, opening your eyes, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake and fully refreshed in every way, feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it helpful. If you would like more hypnosis resources, visit my website at www.donaldcurry.com. I have a variety of hypnosis programs available for sale on my website. Check back again later this week when there will be new episodes that will be released. Take care, be in good health, be well until next time.